Well, it's Monday. It's not the beginning of the month, so we're saving the rabbit.
Hopefully, you were on your own over the weekend.
In that business.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was on Saturday. So yeah. I know you got a great trivia question because you want to get the month started off right.
Well, I do. And, of course, the men tonight host Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish.
Yep.
Irish come to town. Mm-hmm. We're going to do U.S. presidential elections.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
In 1801.
1801. Boy, that just knocked me right out of it right there.
On this day.
Uh-huh.
The House of Representatives broke an electoral tie by electing Thomas Jefferson as our third president.
Okay.
Whom did he defeat? You know this.
I do.
On this day in 1801, the House of Representatives broke an electoral tie for electing Thomas Jefferson as our third U.S. president.
Uh-huh.
Name the man he defeated so narrowly and in such strange circumstances.
Yeah.
Think of a milk commercial.
That was in 1801. A milk commercial?
Yes, that's the clue.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Liberty Tax Service. It's half off. $200 worth of tax preparation services available now for only $100. It's tax season again, and April 15th will be here before you know it. You know what that means, scrambling around to finish your dreaded tax return. This year, there's no need to panic because today's deal has you covered. They promise friendly and accurate calculations with a money-back guarantee. Let the professionals at Liberty Tax Service handle your taxes. It's half off from Liberty Tax Service. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
You don't remember this?
I was going to say that the guy he defeated would be John Adams, who was the second president of the United States.
Well, he did defeat him earlier, but this vote in the House of Representatives was between Thomas Jefferson and one other person.
And it has something to do with milk.
A milk commercial.
A milk commercial.
Remember, there was a trivia question, and this guy calls up, "Who shot Alexander Hamilton?"
Oh.
It's the same guy. And he's trying to answer, but he's been eating like peanut butter.
Uh-huh.
And he keeps trying to say, Ember! Ember! And they hang up on him.
I kind of remember that, yeah.
Aaron Burr!
Wow.
Aaron, and then the little thing, got milk.
Aaron Burr and Alexander Hamilton, I always put those two together.
Yeah. When the Electoral College met, it cast one vote for John Jay, 64 for Charles Cotsworth Pinckney, 65 for the then-sitting President John Adams, and 73 apiece for Jefferson and Burr. Therefore, it was thrown into the House of Representatives. Took them 36 ballots.
Wow.
To finally elect Thomas Jefferson.
Well, John Cotsworth was cut out because he was too busy eating watercress sandwiches. So
Charles Cotsworth Pinckney.
The third. So it came down to between Thomas Jefferson and Aaron Burr, and Thomas Jefferson got it.
That's right. Narrowly defeated. Mm-hmm. And then events were such in the next couple of years, it wound up that Alexander Hamilton and Aaron Burr had differences of opinion, leading to the duel there at the Meadowlands.
I'll say.
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
And then later on, Burr was implicated in a plot perhaps to wrest away southwestern United States territory and create his own little backyard.
Yeah.
He was devising, scheming.
Quite an interesting guy, wasn't
yes,
he?
Yes, he was.
Yes,
that's
he
our
was.
Answer. Hey, tomorrow.
Yes, he was.
We're going to do some rock and roll trivia.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Now I'll be back.
I know you will be. See you tomorrow, buddy.